Good morning. For the record, today is March the 25th, 2015. The time is 11 a.m. This is a meeting of the Public Service Commission of the District of Columbia being held in the commission hearing room at 1333 H Street Northwest. I'm Commissioner Joanne Dottie Fort, and I'll be chairing the open meeting today. Chairman Betty Ann Kane is on travel, but has indicated her approval of the draft orders subject to any minor edits. Seated to my left is Commissioner Willie L. Phillips. Pursuant to Section 406(2) of the Open Meeting Act of 2010, the Commission scheduled this meeting to consider formal case matters that require Commission action. The proposed agenda for this meeting was posted in the Commission's Secretary's office and on the Commission's website on Monday, March 23, 2015, and was last amended today, removing one matter that was initially posted as item number 5 regarding formal case number 1119. Commissioner Phillips, are you prepared to vote and adopt the amended agenda?
Yes, I'm prepared.
All in favor of adopting the amended agenda, please indicate by saying yes.
Yes.
And I vote yes, so the agenda is adopted. Today, there are 7 action items before the Commission. The matters are 1, consumer complaint number 9075186 in the matter of Elijah Alexander versus the Potomac Electric Power Company. This order denies complainant Elijah Alexander's appeal and adopts the decision of the hearing officer issued on February 9th, 2015. Item number 2 is formal case number 712 in the matter of the investigation into the Public Service Commission's rules of practice and procedure. This order affirms the authority delegated to the Office of the General Counsel of the Commission and expands the authority to issue orders on applications for the abandonment of gas or electric licenses. Item number 3 is in formal case number 1087 in the matter of the application of the Potomac Electric Power Company for authority to increase existing retail rates and charges for electric distribution service. This order gives notice of the Commission's intent to close this proceeding unless any party objects to closing this case within 10 days from the date of this order by filing an objection identifying unresolved issues. If no objection is filed, then this case shall be closed without further action by the Commission. This order also directs PEPCO to continue to file its vegetation management work plan annually and its vegetation management status reports quarterly. In the formal case number 766 docket, its call center customer care reports quarterly in the new PEPCCR docket, and its advanced metering infrastructure report annually in the new PEPAMIR docket. Item number 4 is in formal case number 1090 in the matter of the investigation into the reliability of Verizon Washington, D.C.'s telecommunications infrastructure. This order reviews Verizon, D.C.'s trouble clearance and repeat trouble performance for the first year of the remedial plan and the company's proposed targets for the second year of the remedial plan in response to order number 17561. With respect to its first year performance, Verizon DC is directed to explain certain performance results contained in its performance report filed in accordance with order number 17561 within 30 days of the date of this order. The Commission rejects Verizon DC's proposed targets for the second year as insufficient and establishes revised targets as described in this order and directs Verizon DC to report on these new targets beginning in May 2015. Verizon DC is also directed to identify further measures to take under the remedial plan to improve its performance on the repeat trouble measure within 30 days of the date of this order. Comments and reply comments on these filings are due within 15 and 30 days of their filings, respectively. Item number 5 is in formal case number 1128 in the matter of the formal complaint of Integrated Energy Services Natural Gas LLC for itself and in its capacity as agent for Pepco Energy Services, Inc., Direct Energy Services, LLC, Novec Energy Solutions, Inc., and Bollinger Energy, LLC. This order schedules an evidentiary hearing to be convened at 10 a.m. on June 17th in the Commission's hearing room at 1325 G Street Northwest, 8th floor, Washington, D.C., to receive evidence pertaining to Integrated Energy Services Natural Gas, LLC, on behalf of itself and in its capacity as agent for Pepco Energy Services, Novec Energy Solutions, Inc., Direct Energy Services, LLC, and Bollinger Energy, LLC's complaint. Parties are directed to submit additional proposed issues and comments on the procedural schedule set forth in this order by the April 1st, 2015. Item number six is in PEPACR, that's Pepco Annual Consolidated Report 2014-01, in the matter of the Commission's Fuel Adjustment Clause Audit and Review Program Annual Consolidated Report. This order grants the application for clarification or reconsideration of order number 17816 filed by Pepco and authorizes Pepco to defer the information and analysis necessary to comply with the directives found in order number 17816 and to include the same in a supplement to the company's 2015 annual consolidated report to be filed no later than June 1st, 2015. This order also clarifies five additional directives from order number 17816. Finally, the Commission extends until June 30th, 2015 and July 31st, 2015, respectively, the time for filing comments and reply comments addressing Pepco's 2015 ACR as supplemented. And the final matter, number seven, is in GT97-3, in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend its rate schedule number six, and GT06-1 in the matter of the application of Washington Gas Light Company for authority to amend general service provision number 23, and formal case number 1027 in the matter of the emergency petition of the Office of the People's Counsel for an expedited investigation of the distribution system of Washington Gas Light Company. This order seeks additional information in response to Washington Gas request to perform an agreed upon procedures and AUP engagement for portions of the audit that were ordered by the Commission in order number 17203 and additional comments with respect to WGL's notice of a winning bidder. Within 10 days of the date of this order, Washington Gas is to file for the review and approval of the Commission the final request for proposal, the bid submitted by the proposed winning bidder identified by Washington Gas in its winning bid letter, the evaluation criteria used to select the winning bidder, a statement indicating whether all bidders were able to bid on the RFP as a combination of a management audit and an AUP engagement, a statement on how the winning bidder will address topic two concerning the process by which costs are estimated, and a statement attesting to the independence of the auditors. All in favor of approving the recommended orders, please indicate by stating yes.
Yes.
And I vote yes. The vote being unanimous, the orders are approved. I have a couple of announcements. The Commission will hold evidentiary hearings in formal case number 1119 in the matter of the joint application of Exelon Corporation, Pepco Holdings, Inc., Potomac Electric Power Company, Exelon Energy Delivery Company, LLC, and the new special purpose entity, LLC, for authorization and approval of proposed merger transaction beginning on Monday, March the 30th at 10 a.m. here in the Commission's hearing room. The next open meeting for the Commission is scheduled for April the 8th, 2015 at 11 a.m. The proposed agenda for the next Commission meeting will be posted at least 48 hours before the announced meeting. There being nothing further, the commission stands adjourned.